Congressman Bill Owens, let's talk for a moment about immigration. You've got a district up there by the Canadian border. What, in fact, do you think that Obama's new immigration policy announcements will mean to you?
Well, you know, actually, Alan, not a great deal in this district. I don't think that'll have a tremendous impact on anybody up here. You know, when this act was put forward before, my major concern is really ag labor, and we've been trying...
Interesting. You mean, in other words, people who are coming to work on the farms that do the picking?
That's right. Well, do the picking, but also who work on dairy farms.
Oh, sure.
And, in fact, the dairy labor is probably a higher percentage than even the apple crop and berry crop. So, from our perspective, the pressing issue is making sure we have a reliable ag workforce, and many of the people, obviously, who are up here need some kind of a visa in order to be legal in the United States. And that's what my goal is for my district.
So how do you interact with the Congress, with the president, on making that happen?
Well, when the DREAM Act was put up before, I tried to persuade my colleagues that if they could put an H-2A fix in, then I would be for the bill. So clearly, from my perspective, and if contacted by the president, I'd say the same thing. You need to fix both of these. These are both very important for different reasons, but both equally important. I have great sympathy for these young folks who were brought into the country, but from the perspective of my district, it is not something that's extraordinarily pressing.
What are you hearing from those who live in your district? For a while, you know, you had these guys on the talk radio and talk television shows making a lot of noise about immigrants and they shouldn't be allowed in. What's your district like?
Well, you know, clearly there is some of that feel that's still there. I'd say it's not as loud as it was before. But largely, again, because we have two focuses up here. One is on ag, and the other is on Canadians coming across, because we're much more impacted by, if you will, Canadian visitors and folks who have visas coming into the United States from Canada than we are by, you know, the people coming across the southern border. So that really is our focus. So we're very interested in making sure that visa programs work well up here. And many of the people in the district fully understand, because when they go to, you know, the shopping mall on Sunday, if they're on the eastern side of the district, they see Quebec plates. If they're on the western side of the district, they see Ontario plates. So they know the impact of Canadian shoppers, Canadian visitors on their economy.
As long as we're on that subject, Bill Owens, tell me, I know after 9/11, things got kind of hairy in terms of being able to get across that border. If you were Canadian, and this really put a damper on some business or threatened to put a damper on business, what's happened?
Well, you know, as time has gone on, we've gotten better at this. And, you know, we've entered into an agreement with Canada called Beyond the Border. And the purpose of that agreement is to facilitate the movement of people and goods in a secure way. And the two agencies that do this in Canada and the United States are working very closely to make sure that we get this done, because we recognize that Canada, as our largest trading partner, is very, very important to us in terms of the movement of goods and certainly in terms of the movement of people. So we're getting better at it all the time. Obviously, people occasionally incur delays or difficulty in crossing because they don't have the right documentation. So what we hope happens out of Beyond the Border is that we get more and more education out there. People are alerted to what's going to happen when they come to the border.
Exactly. So I was doing something here, and I had to give a speech in Canada, and it didn't even occur to me that I needed my passport. So that's what you're talking about. I should have known, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's very interesting because, as you know, I grew up on Long Island.
Sure.
And certainly many people who live even just 50 or 75 miles away from the border aren't as conscious of the need for documentation when they're going to Canada. And people, I think, view Canada a little bit differently than they do other foreign countries.
Sure. What about those special licenses that New York issues now?
Well, they're very good, and certainly I'd recommend that people get the enhanced driver's license. It's an excellent tool for getting through the airport. It's an excellent tool for getting through the border. And those are the kinds of things people need to be educated about.
So, but still, it's a pain in the neck, right? In other words, you still need a passport, or you still need an enhanced license, and in the old days you didn't.
That's true, but, you know, that comes directly out of the terror threat that we all suffer from. It's unfortunate, but I think if we're trying to expedite people through the border, then having a passport or an enhanced driver's license is very useful. And at the same time, it also allows the CPB to know that they are dealing with someone who they have some reliable information about.
I'm sorry, what is the CPB?
Customs and Border Patrol.
I gotcha.
You know, when you live in a world of acronyms, you sometimes slip back into them.
Gotcha. You and Peter Welch, the congressman from Vermont, who we talk to a lot, have been working on pre-clearing passengers using Amtrak's Montreal line. What does that mean?
Well, what we're trying to do is get people pre-cleared. And the best way to do this is an example. If you're coming south, we're trying to put U.S. Customs and Immigration folks in the Montreal train station so that once you clear, like you go through an airport,
yeah,
you're on the train, you don't have to stop when you reach the border. Going north, we're hoping to put Canadian Immigration and Customs folks on the train in Plattsburgh so that when you get to the border in Rouses Point, again, you're pre-cleared, you don't have to stop. The stop causes about a two-hour delay each way.
Whoa.
2 hours. So the trip is fairly slow anyway from Albany to Plattsburgh and into Rouses Point because the rail winds along the lake. So if we could knock 2 hours off that trip, it would increase, everyone believes, Amtrak believes it, you know, DOT believes it, Department of Transportation, all believe that this will enhance people's use of rail, which is good on a number of levels.
I was in Penn Station one day waiting to come back to Albany from Manhattan, and I saw the people who, you know, had to go to Canada in a separate line. I thought they were checking them for something there.
Well, that may have been simply checking to make sure they had a passport.
Ah.
Because they clearly would need the appropriate identification in order to get through the border. And the worst-case scenario is that you get to the border, don't have the right identification, and that further delays other travelers.
I'm sure that's happened.
Yes.
It'd be tough to go all the way up there and then have to get on a train and go all the way back because you didn't have
the right documentation. You didn't have a
passport. The 2012 election is coming up. What are you seeing in your district?
Well, you know, I think that people still are concerned about the economy. You know, what I hear most frequently from folks is two subjects. Again, we get questioned about jobs all the time.
Yep.
And we also now, the next sort of big subject is, why can't you guys get along?
Uh-huh.
It changed from the debt and the deficit, interestingly enough, and is really now focused on why can't you get along.
Bill Owens, great to talk to you. And good luck in the coming election. When we talk again, I got a lot of other things to ask you about, okay?
Sounds good, Alan.